Right now, turn your attention, turn your awareness to the breath. You can include the mantra in your inhalation, but I'm going to suggest that you allow the exhalation to just flow on its own. And as we began to do earlier in the class, notice if there are places in your body that have retensed, that have begun to hold on to energy. And as you notice these tensions, very softly exhale through them, letting the energy in the breath gently move among the particles of tension and soften and release them. Even as you listen to me, see if you can pause, notice any holding, because all of us have characteristic holding patterns that tend to come back online if we're not paying attention, and then offer the breath into these particles of tension, allowing them to relax. Notice as you do this, and remember we're empowering breath with mantra, so the inhalation fills itself with Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaya Namaha, and the exhalation infused with the power that we've inhaled into our breath with the mantra, then has a greater possibility of softly releasing any tension that we're feeling. And perhaps as you do this, you can start to notice how much more fluid the body is than we normally experience it. Maybe it's not totally fluid. Not all of us have completely open bodies. But in this process of offering mind, of offering breath and mantra into the various corners of our physical body and our mental body, what we're doing is encouraging them to take in the divine qualities in the mantra and in the breath and allow them to reveal the intrinsic divinity even in your dense physical body. So this is done through the process of making the mind and body subtler and subtler and subtler. And you do this through mantra, through empowered breath work, through deity visualization. And as our body-mind becomes more and more refined, it more and more reveals doorways, pathways, which can take us from mundane, limited experience of ourselves to a much more subtle and ultimately awakened